Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Well, the total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have risen to 7,67,296, and that's according to the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry. As many as 24,879 new COVID-19 cases have been reported in the last 24 hours. That's the highest one-day rise. Also, 487 deaths have been reported in the country as well in the last 24 hours. The death toll in India due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has risen to 21,129. The reported active COVID-19 cases in the country right now stand at 2,69,789, and that's according to the Union Health Ministry as well. As many as 4,76,378 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. India's recovery rate right now stands at 62.1%. With over 2.2 lakh COVID-19 cases, Maharashtra has reported the highest number of infections in the country. That's followed by Tamil Nadu, which has 1.2 lakh cases of COVID-19, and Delhi comes next, which has over 1 lakh cases right now. The Delhi government on its own will now start enlisting and screening for coronavirus daily wagers, domestic helps, auto drivers and food suppliers under its revised COVID response plan, and that's according to official reports. It will also enlist and screen people in high-risk groups, those aged above 60 or having comorbid conditions, and that will be done through house-to-house surveys in containment zones, buffer zones, as well as areas with isolated cases. Now, rattled by the biggest single-day spurt yet in COVID-19 cases, Bihar has yesterday announced fresh lockdown in several regions, including the worst-hit Patna district, that will come into force later this week. As many as 749 people were tested positive for COVID-19 in the last 24 hours in the state, as well as rising tally to actually 13,274 in total. The death toll also has touched the three-digit mark here with two fresh casualties. Let's move on to news from Assam. The Assam government has decided to impose a total lockdown in Golaghat town from Thursday evening for 8 days to curb the spread of the coronavirus disease. The restrictions in the Golaghat Municipal Board area will be in place from 7 p.m. on Thursday to prevent further spread of the virus. According to an order issued by Golaghat District Magistrate Bibhashish Chandra Modi, the total lockdown will remain in force till 7 p.m. of July 17th. Assam has reported 6 COVID-19 fatalities, its highest so far in a single day, raising the death toll to 22, while the virus count has surpassed 14,000 now, with 696 new cases in the last 24 hours. People have resorted to panic buying in several markets of West Bengal now, disregarding social distancing norms, right ahead of the imposition of a total lockdown in the containment zones in the state. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on Wednesday had said that the lockdown will be imposed in containment zones for 7 days starting from 5 p.m. during the day to check the surge in COVID-19 cases. Let's move on to news reports from testing. The Indian Council of Medical Research or ICMR has said that 1.07 crore samples have been tested for COVID-19 in the country till date. Of these, 2,67,061 cases were just tested yesterday. About 800 flyers have tested positive for COVID-19 since domestic flights have resumed from May 25th, and that's as per the government reports. The government had reopened skies for domestic flights, which were suspended just before the nationwide lockdown. Later in May, the airlines were allowed to start service, but only one-third of the normal summer schedule. Let's move on and find out about what's the latest that's happening in the education world. IIM Calcutta has announced that it will start the academic year in the online mode from August. Starting August 2020, new as well as returning students of the flagship MBA program will attend classes digitally from the safety of their homes, the Premier Institute informed the university students. Now, the Ministry of Home Affairs has also given nod to the UGC to conduct university exams. The University Grants Commission has released new guidelines according to which all universities have to conduct the final term examination. Let's then move on to all the updates of COVID-19 from around the world. Global COVID-19 cases exceeded 12 million or 1.2 crore late yesterday, and that's according to a Reuters tally, as evidence mounts of the airborne spread of the disease that has killed more than 500,000 people in 7 months. The United States of America has reported more than 60,000 new COVID-19 cases just yesterday, the biggest increase ever reported by a country in a single day. That's according to Reuters as well. Moving on, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has gone all in on hydroxychloroquine to help his coronavirus-ravaged country beat COVID-19. He has pushed his government to make the malaria drug widely available and encourage Brazilians to take it both to prevent as well as to treat the disease. Moving on, Russia has reported 6,509 new cases of the novel coronavirus, pushing its official nationwide tally to 7,07,301. The nationwide coronavirus task force has said that 176 people had died in the last 24 hours, bringing the official virus death toll to 10,843. Moving on to news from China then. China has reported 9 new COVID-19 cases in the mainland for July 8th, when you compare it with the 7 cases a day earlier that were reported. All of these new infections were important cases, according to a statement by the National Health Commission. Now, China reported 6 new asymptomatic patients, the same as a day earlier as well. In another news, China on Wednesday defended the World Health Organization and also slammed the United States of America over its decision to withdraw from the UN body. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian said the move was another demonstration of the US pursuing unilateralism, withdrawing from groups and breaking contracts. WHO is the most authoritative and professional international institution in the field of global public health security, he said in a daily briefing. Let's move on to Australia now. Amidst the rising number of coronavirus cases in Australia, the authorities in Melbourne and some regional parts of the hardest hit Victoria State on Thursday entered into its first day of the second lockdown, imposing restrictions for the next 6 weeks. Moving on, the European Commission has also struck deals with drug makers Roche and Merck to secure supplies of experimental treatments for COVID-19, a commission source told Reuters yesterday. Now, the deal also covers Roche's arthritis drug, Roactemra, as well as Merck's multiple sclerosis drug, Rebif, both seen as potential COVID-19 therapies, and will secure supplies for any of the 27 European member nations and states wanting to buy them, really. Well, with that, it's a wrap. Many thanks for tuning to this podcast, but do not forget to also tune into FutureWise, where Money Control's M. Saraswati finds out what is online proctoring and how will it really change online education.